The complexities of modern family dynamics is changing. We're exploring a seismic shift in our society, a surge in only child families. But here's the twist. As these solo offsprings grow up, they're facing a unique challenge. As mom and dad age, the responsibilities fall solely on their shoulders. The only child boom is more than just a demographic trend. It's a story of love, commitment, and the evolving dynamics of a family in the 21st century. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. You know, now and then I find interesting information, a story, or an intriguing fact while researching my next topic. While not a big story per se, it comes down to what I call, it's the little things that matter. From time to time, I'll share these segments with you and hope you'll learn something of value from the episode, even if it's a small little thing. That said, here's the rest of this story. For many who have experienced and those who will eventually, the lives of our parents will cross into a period where their bodies start to unravel. It is called the journey to what will be the end of life. Now, if you fall into the area of being an only child, your life will also untangle when that day arrives. As my parents reached those years where the body starts dealing with a loss of strength, not having that bounce in your walk, or just getting out of a chair is difficult, I faced the moment where I needed to provide care for both. They were in their late 80s, and watching for their well-being became not only a weekly task, but the weekends as well. Taking care of my parents was emotionally very exhausting, but a real eye-opener to the cost of that care. I was lucky in one sense, as I wasn't alone. I had a wonderful partner to help me, my wife. Many kids are the only child in the family, and taking care of two elderly parents, let alone one, can become very challenging. As my parents got older, the mishaps began to kick in. My 89-year-old father at the time fell while taking out the garbage and twisted his back. Weeks later, my 89-year-old mother fell in her bathroom and was immediately taken to the hospital, a place she just absolutely hated. My wife and I spent each day after work caring for bills and calling doctors and social workers. Fortunately, both of us were working, so handling the expenses was a little easier. However, if you're an only child, you may find yourself in a situation where even reasonable care costs could result in emptying your savings account. Think about it. Your parents can no longer help themselves, and you find yourself saying, I have no brothers or sisters to take turns with me. It can be a frightening and stressful moment to face. Being an only child is becoming more common, with about 22% of women at the end of their childbearing years having only one child, double the 11% in 1976, according to a 2015 Pew Research Center report. Those of you who are only children have no siblings to share the responsibility of caring for aging parents. That said, the isolation takes a toll, emotionally and financially. Decisions about whether a parent should get surgery, move out of the house, or quit driving rest solely with you if you have no one else to lean on. Trust me, having been down that path, the various milestones of your parents getting old come rushing at you like a tornado. I recall talking to my dad about not driving anymore, as I could tell he lost his sharpness, attention span, and poor eyesight, which set off the alarm that driving the car was just no longer possible. He understood, but not my mom, who didn't know how to drive a car, let alone a bicycle. She kept insisting, "No, your dad can still drive." Well, it took several arguments, but eventually she came around. Probably the most significant cost one will face, even more so as a single child, is the out-of-pocket expenses. An example of that is elderly caregivers. When you enter this area, be prepared for sticker shock. Again, this will be a very high hurdle if you're an only child with little savings. As my wife and I did a lot of research, we discovered the costs will vary. From those who come from a single child home, you may find yourself dealing with only doing part-time work or even quitting your job entirely. Now, there is a frightening thought. Should you find yourself a little funds, your money can rapidly disappear even if you have a fair savings account. The flip side to this coin is dealing with a situation where a parent needs 24/7 care from those whose business is to treat older adults. And let me tell you, this is where the cost skyrockets. Through our research, we discovered that placing your parent at a facility could cost between $7,000 and $10,000 a month out of pocket. Across the country, millions of caregivers looked after a loved one, a relative, or a friend. About 53 million U.S. adults are caregivers, according to a 2020 report from AARP. 63% of U.S. caregivers who look after adults said the person they were looking after needed care because of long-term physical conditions. Amy Goyer, AARP's national family and caregiving expert, understands the toll, having managed and financed much of her parents' care. Even though she has siblings who pitched in, she ended up having to file for bankruptcy protection after depleting her savings and paying for her parents' care. For those who are the only children, Amy recommends connecting with other caregivers through support groups and building a team of understanding friends and professionals, such as paid caregivers, therapists, geriatric care managers, if they can afford them. Again, my wife and I were still working, and although the costs were very high, we could manage. Not by much, but we did. I'm not sure what or how I could have dealt with the care of my parents had I been by myself. The pool of family members available for caregiving roles is getting smaller. According to AARP, the ratio of potential family caregivers to those 80 and older is expected to drop to 4-1 in 2030, down from 7-1 in 2010. For those who are an only child, the responsibility can mean dropping everything when a parent becomes sick. Think about you living out of state or even another country, and in the middle of the night you get a call saying your mom requires emergency surgery, while you decide to get your mom to the hospital while you hurry to catch the next plane to be by their side. Now think if you can't afford to fly out. It could happen, but I'm sure one will find a way back while dealing with what is waiting for you when you arrive at the hospital. Another scenario for only children is whose parents are divorced, and the challenges are that caring for these parents is compounded because they live in different locations. Talk about a dire situation. If circumstances allow and your parents are in relatively good health, that's great news. However, if one took ill, adult children with siblings can discuss who is best equipped or able to go when a parent needs help or how to rotate care. Those who are only children don't have those conversations. Looking back at my parents, I see they lived a fairly good life. My dad was a construction worker, and after retirement, he started his own gardening business. Even with his business and pension, money was tight. Neither went to college. My mom did odd jobs, but nothing that led to her having a pension like my dad. In short, my parents and perhaps others out there didn't have enough to save to prepare for those final years in one's life. Many who are the only child can feel utterly alone when it's only you dealing with an elderly parent or parents. There's no one else to do it but you. I knew of someone who was married and their spouse wouldn't get involved as they felt it wasn't their responsibility, being their in-laws were not their parents. Now let that thought sink in, if you will. Taking care of elderly parents as an only child can become more consuming as their health starts getting worse. For adult children, caregiving for their parents as they age and decline is an inevitable rite of passage. However, only children who have to be caregivers face a different burden than those raised in a family with one or more siblings willing to share the duties and the stress. Those who are only children have to do it all. Again, as an only child, you can benefit from preparing early for the eventuality of your parents needing caregiving assistance, anticipating the financial repercussions by meeting with an attorney about the power of attorney and overseeing their parents' wills and living trust. Years prior to my parents entering their elderly years, we took them to a lawyer to get a will and a living trust. They did not understand the importance of having such documents and the ramifications of not having them. We paid the cost as my parents just didn't have the means to do it. I mean, God only knows what might have happened had we not taken that action. I call this out so that you see a lawyer immediately if you're an only child and your parents don't have such documents. If you're an only child and you see signs that the parent is faltering, such as forgetting appointments, neglecting to take their medicine, or being unable to balance their own checkbook, it's likely time to intervene. Now start by asking the parent open-ended, non-judgmental questions to determine if they forget things or face daily difficulties. Parents should be listened to and consulted, depending on their mental state. Include the parent in care decisions whenever possible. The best place to start is by learning as much about the parent's failing health, such as emerging dementia, about the disease's progression, and behaviors associated with it. That way, the adult child can know what to expect and be better prepared for the parent's future options. When taking care of my parents in their final years, my mind ran with so many questions. Where will my parents be buried? Turns out, my parents hadn't even prepared for that either. How long will we have to pay for my dad's private health care? How do we deal with selling their house? I mean, the list of questions just continued. Now imagine if it's only you who have to deal with all of this. Now here's another thought. If you're an only child, who will help you as you enter your senior years? For those who see their parents struggling in their final years, what would they do if you, as an only child, were not around? So what can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? Prepare. Be ready to help your parents and yourself as best as possible. Sooner or later, we all will cross that bridge into senior care. It's dealing with the little things that matter early on that can make a huge difference in living comfortably or struggling with the final years of your life. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, for show notes calling out key pieces of content mentioned and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for the privilege of you listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.